episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we've got another edition of Agent Talk, and this week I've got Ewan Graham, who I am thrilled to have because you'll hear it right away. He's not from around here. He's got a different perspective on things. He's been in real estate here in Colorado for the last 10 years, eight of those with Madison & Company. He was Rookie of the Year right out of the gate, and now he's DMAR Chair. So he has seen the grand scheme of all of real estate, and now seeing it from the perspective of giving back gives him a whole different way of doing business. And that's what I want him to share with us today. So Ewan, first of all, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, Nicole, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start out, because this time is challenging for all of us. There's nobody that has not gone unaffected. How are you staying positive? You, your team, your family, how are you keeping people around you positive, given all the change that we've experienced?
You know, it comes down to basic mindset. If you wake up in the morning and your glass is half empty, you're going to struggle through the day. You're going to have to surround yourself with people that think positively. I'm fortunate. I grew up in a very positive family, and I have that positive mindset that, you know, what you put out there, as long as it's sincere and you're doing, you know, you're doing the right thing, it's going to come back to you in spades. And we're blessed, Nicole, as a family, and I'm blessed to have incredible clients and friends, and, you know, have grown a life in the United States, coming from Scotland as an immigrant in 2008. I just think that I came here with nothing. I thought I'd landed in Disneyland times a million, because at the end of the day, you're blessed to live in America. You're blessed to have the opportunities that we have here. And I think that's why, being an immigrant, I've maybe had the success that I've had, because I see the opportunities and I see how, you know, good we actually have it and the freedom that we do have here to be successful and to go after what we have. So, like, that's my positive frame of mind and the energy that I try and put out there. I think it does rub off on others, and I think it makes a difference. And life is too short to be around negative people. Get negative people out of your life. Be around positive, inspiring people, because that rubs off on you, and it does, and it allows you to maybe do things that you never thought. So that's where I come from. It's been very tough, and I'm very mindful about the tough times that people have had to go through recently, and, you know, unprecedented by, you know, imagination that I can't think of. But at the end of the day, I'm doing whatever I can to help. And I'm, as I said, I'm blessed to be in the position I am. And it's all thanks to real estate.
So true. So true. We're able to, not only are we in a very prosperous industry, right, but we are able to serve, which I want to lean into on that, because I know that you do a lot of that, because now here you are 10 years later and you've seen success and you're turning and serving, as you are with DMAR as well. But how are you staying in relationship? Because you're such a relationship driven, not only agent, but person. How are you continuing to keep that relationship spirited in the midst of all of our Zoom meetings?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Zoom. I should have bought shares in them like 6 months ago. I know you, Nicole, you're the same as me. We like to be around people. We like to be relating. We like to be hugging and shaking hands, and we've not been able to do that. And it's weird. But at the end of the day, you've got to utilize technology, as we're doing now. But things have suddenly, you know, started to come online more, and I've been around more people off recent, and I've been with my clients. And I think there's a couple things with me. I'm a bad liar. And what I mean by that is, if I'm not being true to who I am, it's written all over my face. So when I'm around my clients, I think I can get away with maybe more than other people. I can express my passion and my enthusiasm for helping them, you know, for helping them out, and always being genuine. So they know who I am. They know I'm leading with value, and they know I genuinely care. And I think that's, when it comes down to the basics, that's what we have to, you know, we have to focus on, is imparting way more value than we can ever take in payment. So it's like, that's where I come from in terms of the giving back and doing as much as possible, and just touching base with my clients and dropping by and doing little pop-bys and dropping off cinnamon rolls on a Saturday morning, which I have been doing, and just, you know, making sure that you're imparting some positivity into people's lives right now, because there are way too many people going through a hardship that they never imagined. So it's just, if I can brighten up somebody's life or bring some enthusiasm into their lives, then I'll do that as much as I can. And that's always where I've come from.
And I'm sure the cinnamon rolls do that very well.
They do. They're delicious. Thanks to my wife, Mia.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theroofteam.com. That's theroofteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
So what are you doing differently? So many people are talking about right now, how are they going to change systems, change focus, go to more technology, given the changes that we've had in our environment and in our economy. What are you going to do different now based on COVID?
What this has allowed me to do is really put a perspective on life. And I don't want to get too deep here, but what it's allowed me to do is A, really dig back into my database and make sure I'm aligning with that. And also look at the ways I can utilize technology, making sure that I'm doing everything I can for my clients with technology, with, you know, the virtual tours and the videos and everything like that, so that I'm providing as much value as possible. Because, you know, right now, some people do not want to go in homes, and we've got to make sure that we are, you know, marketing in the best way possible. So utilizing that, but I think it all comes back to basics. I don't believe there's a shiny object that you're suddenly going to pay for or buy and it's going to suddenly turn your business around. At the end of the day, you are your business. And you've got to think long and hard about how you're approaching your business, how you're adding value to your clients, and what your differentiator is. If you can't sit down and say, this is how I add value to my clients and this is how I am different, then that's a problem. You need to be able to do that. And you need to be confident about that as well.
It is what will define our success in this post-COVID normal. You know, I hate to get into a rote saying, but it is true. The post-COVID normal is going to be very different. So Ewan, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are with all of the things that you are responsible to. Any final words?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. I hope everybody can understand me. But I say, at the end of the day, we have one shot at life. Yeah. And this is my dad drilled this into me as a kid. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get a second chance. You don't get to like rewind and replay it. You've got to maximize every day you have. And you've got to take chances. You've got to seek opportunity. Because if you don't, they won't come by you. You don't want to grow old and say, I wish I had, or just go for it. Like, go for it. Take life by the scruff of the neck and go for it. So that's my last piece of imparting advice.
Well, Ewan, thank you so much. This was time absolutely well spent, and I know it's going to help those who listen. So I just really appreciate you spending it with us.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.